This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church.
Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Right. Do you remember that one of the things that happened was Goliath was taunting the nation of Israel for day and night for 40 days? And they let that get down on the inside of them. And that's why we caution you to be very watchful of what you're allowing to get down on the inside of you. Because what you are allowing in is what you're going to think about. And the more that you think about it, the bigger it's going to get. The bigger it gets, the more consumed you will be with it. And the more consumed that you are with it, the less that you're relying on God. And so David didn't let that happen. He immediately stopped that from talking to him, and he turned his attention over to who he is. And so we're going to look at a few things in the Word tonight, and we don't want to lose track of the fact of who we are, the truth of who we are, because in every situation, in every circumstance, if we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we are children of God. And if we are children of God, then we are heirs. And we have an inheritance. And so we don't take that lightly. And so in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, in the New King James, Paul's just like this. He says, listen, for me to say these things to you, all right, first says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Or in other words, it's safety. And the way that I like to remind myself of this one is when, God bless, even if my mom is walking across the street with me now, she'll still tell me, hey, look both ways before you cross the street. Why does she do that? It does not seem tedious to her at all. Why does she do it? Because for me, it's safety. And so it doesn't matter how many times we hear the same thing over and over and over again. We need to get the good stuff, the word, down on the inside of us. So if the entire service sounds familiar to you, for you it's safety.
Hallelujah.
Right? And so we do need to hear the same things over and over. How many times did you have to hear your alphabet before you could sing it? Once? Twice? 10 times. You had it down pat. No, over and over and over, right? Because repetition is how we learn. And so the same thing's true with the Word of God. When we see one scripture, we don't just get everything that there is to get out of a scripture the first time that we read it, or the 10th time, or the 100th time, or probably even the 1,000th time that we've seen it. So just allow revelation to continue to come to you, because I truly believe that where there's revelation, there's breakthrough. So we're going to look at, we're going to go to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 9. And we're going to look at this in the Amplified. It says, and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more and extend to its fullest development in knowledge and all keen insight, that your love may display itself in greater depth of acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment, so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value, recognizing the highest and the best and distinguishing the moral differences, and that you may be untainted and pure and unerring and blameless, so that with hearts sincere and certain and unsullied, you may approach the day of Christ, not stumbling nor causing others to stumble. May you abound in and be filled with the fruits of righteousness, of right standing with God and right doing, which come through Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, to the honor and praise of God, that his glory may be both manifested and recognized. Now, let's just look at this for a moment. So when we go back up to verse 9, Paul says, I'm praying this for you, that your love may abound yet more and more, and extend to its fullest development in knowledge and keen insight. That means that your love may display itself in greater depth of acquaintance. Acquaintance of who? Acquaintance with Jesus. So the more that we have our love for God on display, it's going to affect the people around us, right? Because God loves people. And so our love is going to permeate the people who are around us, and the people around us are going to be affected by our love for God, right? There's going to be a difference in us. And we talked about when the last service that I taught, I guess that was last Sunday, we talked about that God made a separation and he made a distinction between the Egyptians and the Israelites. And we saw that with the land of Goshen. The plagues just weren't even bothering the Israelites at all. And the Egyptians were covered with frogs. It was dark. There was light inside the Israelites' house, but nowhere else in the land of Egypt, right? And so we saw that there was a difference. And then there was an extremely big difference when it came to the Passover, right? And so God wanted to set his people apart. He wanted to make it evident of who his people are. And remember that Jesus said this. He said, "By this they will know that you are my disciples, the love that you have one for another." And so we have an opportunity to place the love of God on display for all the world to see, right? And how do we do that? Well, you know, it's amazing to me. I haven't heard any celebrities or athletes talking the last month or so. Silence. Isn't that amazing? So all of a sudden, the people who were idolized and, in an unfortunate real sense, worshiped and looked to and all this other stuff, they have no answers for anybody. But here's the thing. The people who are out there still on the front lines are the people who usually get the least amount of respect, right? They're the ones who we're looking to for help right now. The cashiers who are showing up to work to check you out so you can buy the supplies that you want. The truck drivers who are making sure supplies are getting where they need to go. Manufacturing workers who are still showing up to work so that things can continue to be manufactured, right? These people who you know, are going to work day in, day out. And of course, we always are grateful for our law enforcement or our medical professionals and things. What we see now is that there's a shift, isn't there? Or at least there should be. And that we shouldn't go back and let the pendulum swing back to the other side where it's all about these entertainers and stuff, because entertainment isn't rescuing anybody right now. It's not. But what we do know is that we right now can go and be ministers to those people who are on the front lines. I mean, I can't tell you how many cashiers I'm like, you know, thank you so much. I know that you're, you know, having to work with people, especially I went into Walgreens for something and I'm like, I'm so sorry you're having to work with the sick people because they, you know, sick people are just, sometimes they're just grumpy, right? So not only are they dealing with grumpy people, but they're uncertain as to what they're sick with. And listen, you're in the pharmacy, you're just going to deal with whoever comes in, right? You can't say, no, you can't come in. And so, like, these cashiers have just been so grateful that somebody's been nice to them. And listen, we need to be that light. If you're going to restaurants and you're getting takeout, be sure to be courteous and gracious to those people that are still showing up to work. you know, there's a lot going on, and our love can be on display, and it can demonstrate that we have a greater depth of acquaintance and more comprehensive discernment. Amen. It says, so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value. I truly believe in my heart that this time can truly be a blessing to families. I believe that this time can be used to come together and to grow as a family, because the family unit has been under so much attack. And that if we will look at this as a blessing, not a burden, to be together and spend time together and fellowship together, that this can be a restoration of the family unit. And you know, the thing is that there's really nowhere to go. And so that means that people feel like they're trapped under the same roof right now. But we can be an encouragement and say, listen, you know, let's find creative things that we can do as a family so that we're enjoying each other's time, not going, oh, I can't wait to get away from you. That's not God's heart, right? God's heart is to knit our hearts together. And so as this time is, we need to be an encouragement to others. Amen? So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing